Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll get to your calls. I also want to talk to gentleman Jim and find out how he did over the Super Bowl weekend. We'll do that in just a minute. First, though, Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
I know you were very happy, man. That is your team, and they won. And they won fair and square, although there's some people, as usual, always saying this, all these controversies. I'm happy for you. I'm sorry somebody blew up your Monday morning show. But I wanted to wish you a happy new year. And I wanted to say, I don't like our current president either. In fact, I think they should start impeachment proceedings. But let's be fair. They haven't got a clue what these things are. They didn't even dig them out of the water. They're in the ocean, and they're here, and they're in the Yukon, and this and that, and it's freezing out there.
Give 45 below.
You don't need to go after them over this, because I'll be fair. You tell us who's blowing up your radio station, like it just happened a little while ago, and then give the old doofus a break and have a good day because you guys are the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. No, it's just the government tells us what they want to tell us. They don't tell us everything. And I wish they would tell us more. A guy that's going to tell you a lot more is gentleman Jim Dallas. He is a regular at the Westgate Sportsbook. And you took him for some money over the weekend.
I had a good Super Bowl. I'm very pleased about that. And I nailed it.
What'd you win?
I don't want to brag too much, but I estimated that the point spread on the game would be exactly 3 points.
And it's exactly what it was.
And that's exactly what it was.
And where, what were the odds on that?
4.5 to 1.
That's good.
And there was really, really good odds on that. And it was 3.5 to 1 where I said the Chiefs were going to win between 1 and 4 points, which obviously they did. They won by 3. So, I had those. I had, was Kelce over 80 yards? He had 81.
Ooh.
Talk about close. And I had Mahomes running. Even with the bad ankle, I said, he's still going to run. He's going to get 21 yards by accident. He ended up with over 40 yards. Remember, he had the big run in there as well. So, and that's not all. But we're out of time, so.
Well, to be continued.
Yeah.
And yeah. You can tell me over lunch, after the show.
Yeah, it was good stuff. And congratulations. It's great to win the Super Bowl.
It really is. And you know what? They could be back here again. I think both teams could be back here next year in Vegas. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We're going to take you live to Carson City. On AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. If you owe
back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. China now claiming the United States has flown numerous balloons into its airspace.
After a weekend in which U.S. jets shot down a series of unidentified devices, Beijing has responded by accusing Washington of its own illegal incursions into China's airspace. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said it was not uncommon for the U.S. to enter the airspace of other countries without permission. He said that since January last year, more than 10 U.S. balloons had illegally flown above China.
BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald. Police in Brooklyn, New York say a man today driving a U-Haul truck slammed into pedestrians in two different parts of the city. 8 people injured, 2 of them critically. The investigation is underway. Also at townhall.com, Republican Senator Tim Scott reportedly nearing an announcement that he is running for president.
Scott has one of the most conservative voting records in the Senate, but as the only black Republican, has also become the go-to point man on issues touching on race. Fellow Republican Senator John Barrasso praises Scott as having what he calls a Ronald Reagan Morning in America hopeful vision for the country. Scott's plans come amid a growing number of contenders who either have or are expected to announce their own campaigns. Among them, former President Trump and former Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, as well as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Bob Agner reporting.
Well, lawmakers in at least 11 states have introduced bills that would force farm equipment manufacturers to provide the tools, software, parts, and manuals needed for farmers to do their own repairs. Legislation in response to farmers unable to repair their tractors, forcing them to pay steep labor costs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The pipeline near Los Angeles, which sprung a leak on Friday, prompting Governor Lombardo to declare a state of emergency, resumed normal operations on Saturday afternoon. The leak was found at an above-ground pipeline at a pumping station in Long Beach, California. The company, which operates the 566-mile Calnev pipeline, shut it down to investigate that leak. The pipeline supplies gas, diesel, and jet fuel to California and the state of Nevada, including Las Vegas. Local officials say the leak did not adversely impact the fuel supply in southern Nevada. The long lines at some local gas stations were noticeable on Friday and on Saturday. Just another day at the office for Patrick Mahomes as he pulled off another impressive comeback as Kansas City and the Chiefs beat Philadelphia in Super Bowl 57, 38-35. The NFL and the Super Bowl. The MVP also delivered a win for the Las Vegas sportsbooks, who have now won 31 of the last 33 years. Bettors did win big on wagering on the over, 51.5 points. Las Vegas is now on the clock for Super Bowl 58. Which is February 11th next year, right here in town.
KMZQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a multi-vehicle incident there. There's about four vehicles involved there on the right shoulder. US 95 northbound, that's at Southern Rancho. Also look out for crashes on the surface streets. Southbound Decatur, that's at Spring Mountain. And westbound Sahara, that's at Richfield.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
Listen up.
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out.
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. This is week two of the Nevada legislature, the 82nd Nevada legislature. And it's always good to keep tabs on what they're doing up in Carson City. Toby Urich is in his first term as Assemblyman from District 19, and Toby joins us. Toby, how you doing? Welcome to Live and Local. Good to have you on.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here. I'm excited to join your audience today and to get an opportunity to chat with you.
Tell me what it's like that first time when all the families are in and dignitaries are in and it's ceremonial, and it's that first Monday of the 82nd Nevada legislature. Tell me what it was like for you.
I've done a lot of things in my life, but that certainly will leave an indelible impression in my mind. I remember the first time that I walked into that chamber as an elected official, I literally got goosebumps. And I thought to myself, I hope that that never changes, that I never lose the sense of respect and the opportunity that I have to affect change here in that chamber. It was amazing. And of course, that night to have my family and people joining me was exceptionally special. It was an amazing event.
Tell me why you did it. Why this office? Why now?
Well, I'll try to give you the short version. But basically, you know, Kevin, I think I was raised with a heart to serve. I don't know what you may or may not know about my background, but, you know, a 20-year police officer as an attorney now and serving and representing first responders primarily. You know, mom was a nurse, dad was a police officer. I was raised with a heart to serve. And so it's always been part of what I was, I think, born to do. Really, the whole political thing kind of caught me off guard. I had some friends reach out to me. I was pretty politically unengaged. And in fact, I didn't even know who my assembly person was. Some friends had reached out and said, I live in a very conservative district. They approached me. They said, Toby, we think with your background, we think with your training and your experience, this is something you should consider. And I'll be honest, my first reaction was no way. But, you know, after giving it some more thought, with my background and my experience and the opportunity to serve and hopefully make a difference, I thought, why not? I had no idea if I could get elected, if I was an electable type of person, but went through that process, had some great campaign consultants that helped me kind of navigate the unknowns there, and made the decision to do it. And I am so excited to be here and serving in the Nevada legislature.
Tell me how difficult it was to get elected. I talk to candidates all the time, and they always say the same thing. You know, raising money is something I just hate to do. I mean, I've seen grown men and women tremble at the thought of picking up that cell phone and like I say, dialing for dollars. How difficult was that for you?
You know, it's funny because, you know, that was certainly one of my early questions. You know, how much money do I need to raise to do this? I've never been engaged in any sort of political fundraising, so I had no idea. And when I was told an amount that I would have to raise, I thought, they said, do you think you can do that? I'm like, I have no idea. I've never done this. But truly, I don't think I would make necessarily a good salesman because I never felt like I was, and in this campaign capacity, I never felt like I was selling me or trying to get folks to support like just me. I really felt it was an opportunity for me when I decided I was going to do this and the opportunity I thought I would have to make a difference. It was truly picking up the phone and giving other people an opportunity to engage with me in this process. So I never felt like I was fundraising. I felt like I was giving people an opportunity to join in on what I was hoping to do. And it was actually, for me, it was a fun experience. I did not dread picking up the phone and calling people and asking if they would consider taking advantage of that opportunity. So I'm strange, but I loved it.
Were you a door knocker? Did you go door to door?
I did. So my campaign, I came up with a pretty rigorous door knocking schedule. It was important to me to make sure that I got out and actually had contact with people. Obviously, my campaign consultant suggested it was is an important strategy as well. So never having done that before, that was also a unique experience. But I'm a pretty social guy, so I really enjoyed knocking on those doors. And so I came up with a pretty rigorous schedule and had a lot of family and friends join me. I think my campaign, it was somewhere around 7,000 doors that we knocked on. I think I personally hit over 1,500 doors. And I thought maybe at some point I should write a book on that door knocking experience, because the experiences ranged from almost scary to literally people inviting me in and wanting to just have a cup of coffee with me and talk to me about their concerns and their issues. So yes, I did door knock. I spent a lot of time talking to people face to face and really trying to understand their issues and concerns. And so, yeah, I loved the door knocking process.
One of the things that I have learned about you from other people is that you give a good speech, but the other thing that you do is you listen. Tell me what voters told you when you went knocking on doors, when you met them at town halls. What is it they told you?
Well, I certainly appreciate that compliment, and I'll take it as one. I can tell you that I know a lot about a few things, but recognized early on, there are so many policy areas and issues that affect my constituents that I don't know a lot about. As I said, I'm brand new to this political game. I am doing my best to try to understand these policy issues and the implications and the consequences for my constituents. And so sometimes there's a little bit of pressure to start asking more questions or trying to get yourself on record in committee or something. And I am like a sponge right now trying to absorb. And I did that through the campaign process. And I will tell you, it was interesting to me to engage with a lot of people. You know, whether it was at one of my constituent meetings or if it was at a door when I was talking to people. But a lot of people didn't really even understand what an assembly person did. And they would raise issues that are really addressed at the national level. But as I was able to kind of explain to them really what the assembly person's role and responsibility is in state politics, I got down to them. And really, it was I had two top issues that seemed to be coming back up again and again and again. And it seemed to be that if they were people that were had kids in the background, education rose to the top as a number one consistent issue. So that one kept coming. Now, my kids are graduated from high school. They're in college now. So I'm not having to deal with that directly in my family. But that was definitely a consistent theme where parents were really concerned about education and the state of education in Nevada and looking for more opportunities. Another one that was large, especially for a lot of my senior citizen population, and really even across the board, was public safety and the challenges that they feel that maybe law enforcement hasn't had the support they need, and they feel like if, you know, there's this rise in crime, and they wonder, you know, am I safe to go out? And so those issues became very real to me as well. And then if I had to do a third one, it was right up there as well, where people it had to do with the economy and people with real concerns about whether or not they were going to be able to pay next month's rent, if they had enough to fill up their tank of gas again, if they were going to be able to put food on the table. All of those were very consistent themes that I got throughout my district.
Again, joining us, Toby Urich, Assemblyman District 19. For those that don't know, in fact, most people probably don't know what district they live in, where is 19?
So District 19, it's a strange district. It's actually, I want to say, I think it's the largest district in Clark County, but it encompasses about 55 of my district after redistricting occurred this last time, and I don't know what it was before, but for me and my election and what I represent now, it's about 55% mostly southern Henderson area. So it stops shy of Boulder City, but it's the Paradise Hills, Mission Hills, Section 27, kind of the area that live around, people that live around the area would know up near Racetrack, is kind of like the urban part of my district, so to speak, even though that's technically a rural area in Henderson. But then it goes around Lake Mead, where I represent, I believe, a lot of rattlesnakes and billy goats and fish. But then it does come back into the rural northeastern part of Clark County, where you get into Overton, Logandale, Moapa Valley, as well as far as Mesquite.
Toby, tell me this. With a new Republican governor, Sheriff Joe Lombardo is now Governor Joe Lombardo. Have you had a chance to meet him? Have you had a chance to talk to him? I know he's. He told me the other day, we had him on last week, and he said he's booking 30-minute meetings with every member, Republicans, Democrats, Save the Whales Party, doesn't matter. Can you talk a little bit about your experience with this new governor and what will it be like to work with him?
Yeah, ironically, I think I probably committed my first political faux pas, and I had to reschedule that initial 30-minute meeting that he had set up with me. But his staff was gracious enough to understand a scheduling conflict there. Joe and I, we actually have a history together. So Joe, obviously, as your listeners are aware, was sheriff of Clark County. I also was in law enforcement. I did not serve with Las Vegas Metro, but I was 20 years with the Henderson Police Department, which works very closely. In fact, I was the last police academy that went through when Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and the Henderson Police Department went through together. So I didn't really interact with Joe a lot over the years, but certainly knew him, who he was. And there were certain instances where we had the opportunity to cross paths. And so we knew who each other was. And then after I'd retired and I got involved in this process, reached out to him and have had a number of conversations with him as well. So he and I have met on a number of occasions. We share the similar background and passion for supporting our law enforcement officers and first responders. So I haven't had my 30-minute meeting with him yet, but I can tell you that as I sat and listened to his State of the State speech, his administration's priorities, I believe that they align very much with what the Assembly Republican Caucus priorities are and my personal priorities.
Let me just ask you, your experience in law enforcement, his experience in law enforcement, is that going to make it better for the two of you to help fix a lot of what's wrong when it comes to public safety in our state?
I tell you what, I certainly hope so. There is a special brotherhood and a bond that occurs with law enforcement officers. And I will tell you that I experienced that when I was a commander with the Henderson's Honor Guard, and we were able to travel around the country and visit different law enforcement agencies. There's just an instant connection and level of trust that's there. And so I hope that I will be able to kind of use that kind of instant trust that will help me short track that relationship building with the governor to ensure that we can cooperatively work together to advance priorities that will obviously help our first responders and our police officers and firefighters.
We're just now getting to bills and bill draft requests and being submitted and being approved, getting into a committee. I'm curious if you've had a chance to visit with any folks from the other side of the aisle and whether there will be some common ground on areas that impact all of us. Have you had a chance to do that yet, that crossing the aisle, reaching across, and at least getting somebody to listen to you?
Kevin, yes. In fact, I will tell you, it was one of the things that I was like largely concerned about, but I will tell you, I have been pleasantly surprised at, and where it probably it hailed itself initially for me was at our freshman orientation, where we, all the freshman legislators, both sides of the aisle, Republican, Democrat, were able to come together and learn about what this new world of being a politician and working in the Nevada Assembly. Amazing people with great hearts, sharp minds, and a desire to help Nevada. And I can tell you, of course, we don't agree on the answers to all of our policy issues and questions, but there is a definite bond that occurred through that freshman orientation. And I've had an amazing opportunity to connect with a number of my Democratic colleagues. And I do believe that there is this willingness at this point to be open-minded, to hear, not impugn ill motives to anybody, but to truly find a common ground on these issues that we can advance legislation and promote policies that are going to be good for all Nevadans.
Again, Toby Urich joining us, Assemblyman District 19. And of course, there will be bills that will be coming out of committee. Speaking of committees, what committee assignments do you have so far?
I was very, very pleased. We were able to, through our caucus leadership, submit our preferred committees, and I was so pleased to find that I got all of them. So I am serving on the Judiciary Committee. I also have the opportunity to serve on Commerce and Labor. And then really the one that I'm excited for all of them, but another one I was really excited to get assigned to, and that's Natural Resources. And I do believe that's going to allow me to truly connect on issues that are relevant to my, to the rural part of my district, and to really be an advocate and a voice for them.
Toby, let me ask you, this is one of those things. At the end of the day, you're going to be judged on what you do in Carson City, but more than that, what you do in district. Can you talk a little bit about the constituent service part of your job, your new gig, and are you ready for it?
I have received tons of emails. As soon as my legislative email address went live, I started receiving a number of emails from my constituents, and I will tell you, it was overwhelming at first because I find that, you know, I've got this spot now, but I don't have all the answers. And what was great to me was to realize that the Legislative Council Bureau does have a constituent services wing or unit that helps assembly members direct their constituents and to the resources that they need to get answers to their questions, get the services that they need. And so I couldn't do it alone, but the Legislative Council Bureau's a constituent services unit, and that, of course, my own attaché is amazing at kind of helping direct my constituents to get the answers to the questions that they have.
Okay, in our final minute, how can folks reach out to you? And by the way, will you take calls from people that don't live in District 19?
Of course I will. And so my the best way to get in touch with me certainly can be through here at the phone number here while I'm in Carson City, and that phone number is 775-684-8857. That's 775-684-8857. Willing to listen to any constituents in my district and any constituents outside of my district. And my email address is toby.yurek, that's toby.yurek, at asm.state.nv.us.
Toby, we'd love to use your expertise as we move through this 120-day session. I'm so excited we're going to be able to do that. Thank you so much, my friend. I look forward to talking to you on a regular basis and finding out what's going on in front of the scenes and behind the scenes in Carson City. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Toby Urich, Assemblyman District 19. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade, great experience, and all the discounts and rebates you deserve. Stop what you're doing. Come see me, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara, and I'm going to hook you up, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
The showroom at South Point freezes.